In the fight against drug trafficking, Central America has received a lot of U.S. aid, nearly $500 million in the past 7 years. It's helping to strengthen police and military forces that have been outgunned by traffickers. But in Honduras, a favorite haven for drug cartels, government forces remain weak despite the flood of dollars. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, allegations of corruption, human rights abuses, and murder are soaring.
Last December 7th, Sandra Chavez de Sosa's son, Eduardo, went out at night for a quick run to the store. He never came back.
En la madrugada, las cuatro y pico de la mañana, no vinieron a avisar.
Chavez says around 4 in the morning, she was awoken and told her son's body was on a side street, tossed to the curb with 2 bullets to his head. He had recently married and had a 6-month-old daughter.
El dolor es enorme. Para cualquier madre y padre.
The pain is enormous for any father or mother whose son or daughter has been murdered. We are plagued with questions. We want to know what happened, why it happened, and every day the suffering is larger.
No one knows why her son was killed, and Chavez says there's been no police investigation into the crime. Only 2% of crimes are solved in Honduras. On the other side of this hilly capital, Tegucigalpa, Wilfredo Yanis also mourns a son.
Lamentablemente cometió el error de salir.
Yanis says, unfortunately, his 15-year-old son, Abed, made a grave error. He snuck out of their gated community after midnight last spring. He wanted to go see a girl. On his way back, the military had put up a checkpoint. Scared, Abed ran through it. Yanis says soldiers pursued in a large truck, quickly catching up to him. They took aim and fired. Abed was shot in the back of the head. His body was found not far from the road up to his house. Yanis knows all this because he has done most of the investigating. He found witnesses and helped identify the soldiers.
No hubiera pasado nada. Nada. Hubiera sido ni siquiera una estadística más.
He says if he hadn't kept on the case, nothing would have happened. Nothing. He says his son probably wouldn't even have been a statistic in Honduras's bloody death toll. That body count is alarmingly high. So high, Honduras is now the most violent country in the world, according to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. Many say much of that violence is at the hands of the police and military, poorly equipped, poorly trained, and corrupted at the highest of levels. Germán Enamorado, the government's special prosecutor for human rights, says in the first 5 months of this year, he's opened more than 400 cases into police abuse, misconduct, and murder. Last year, he had 300 cases.
Eso se le dice que no hay una supervisión, no hay una orientación de vida.
What this tells you, he says, is the police have no supervision, no training. There are reports of torture, attempted murder, and he says even rapes taking place inside police precincts. Last year, the U.S. Congress cut direct funding to the Honduran police after allegation that its new leader had ties to death squads and a record of human rights abuses. But the State Department continues to fund the police to the tune of $16 million this year alone, insisting that the money only goes to units that have been thoroughly screened with U.S.-conducted polygraph tests and background checks. Much of the money is going to build model precincts filled with vetted officers trained in U.S.-style community policing philosophies. 34. We were allowed to visit a precinct in one of the roughest neighborhoods in Tegucigalpa. Ever Mejia Mejia, the national police liaison with the U.S. Embassy, was the only person we were allowed to record.
Van a tener incluso lavadora, ¿cierto?
Mejia shows off repairs and remodeling plans for a formerly shuttered station. More than a dozen brand-new donated motorcycles line the front yard. He says there are only 65 officers patrolling this district of nearly 200,000 people.
Sin esa ayuda, creo que estaríamos demasiado limitados para poder desarrollarla.
Without the U.S. funds, Mejia says the police would be very limited, at the mercy of the drug traffickers and gangs. But human rights activists say even if frontline officers are vetted, they still report to the head of the police and other high-ranking officials who are corrupted as well. 21 U.S. senators are concerned, too, and recently sent a letter to Secretary of State Kerry pushing for closer review of the U.S. funding. That's what Sandra Chavez de Sosa and Wilfredo Yanis want also. The two whose sons were murdered have taken to protesting in front of the public ministry to demand justice. Holding a sign with a picture of his murdered son, Abed, Yanis says the U.S. must take responsibility for the raging violence in Honduras.
Mucha responsabilidad tiene Estados Unidos, particularmente.
The soldiers who pursued and killed his son were driving a Ford 350 truck donated by the U.S. Yana says the officers implicated in the case were vetted by U.S. officials. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.